My name's Heidi Watson and I actually host Dorset Hour.
And for people who don't know or don't get social media, what is Dorset Hour?
Dorset Hour is an hour where everyone gets together from Dorset and supports each other. So they go on and put the hashtag Dorset Hour, and then that way they can actually interact with each other.
The strange thing is that these things in social media and online, they're very, you know, non-physical. Here we are, stood in a room. I know what you look like. You know what I look like. I know what all these other businesses. Did you ever think this would happen?
I hoped it would happen. I do lots of events for my day job, and I feel that Dorset's got a lot to offer. The county has got lots.
It's very easy to say, you know, the internet is a good thing for business. This is a tangible example of that, and Dorset Hour a tangible example of that, where new media is being used to companies' advantages.
Yeah, I think by us doing this, I think it's actually a way of expanding our businesses. Whether you have a website or don't have a website, it's actually connecting you together.
So what's this?
That's Sixpenny Best.
Right.
3.8% proven water from Kevin Patrick from Sixpenny Handley. Dorset Hour is a fantastic opportunity for small local businesses across the Dorset area to connect. These are hard times for most small to medium enterprises, and we're opening accounts, we're meeting people, we're persuading people that there's a wealth of quality food and drink right the way across the Dorset County. The question is getting those people together to realise what's on the doorstep, to support the local businesses and to bring some real quality produce to visitors and locals alike.
And it's useful for you guys to work together rather than be in competition with each other?
Definitely. The awareness of the product is always good. There's 20 small breweries in Dorset now. I don't see us as being in competition with those because we complement each other. We have a small catchment area, but if people drink and enjoy ale in one part of the county or one part of the country, then they will look for that when they come down to Bournemouth and Dorset.
Sarah Pavitt, and I am events manager for the Greenhouse.
And you organised all of this?
Yes.
Why?
Networking, it's an excuse for a party, celebration, of everything Dorset.
I mean, it's the first birthday, I guess, of the Dorset Hour Twitter account. I've just walked in half an hour late. There's about 75 to 100 people. It's a pretty good turnout.
Absolutely overwhelming, I think, is the word. Yeah. We've had people not able to turn up because they're poorly. We've had people then rock up and not tell us they're coming. So we had no idea of how to gauge it. It's been fabulous.
And when you decided you were going to organise this, the kind of array of businesses that you thought would come down, I mean, we're stood in front of the sparkling wine. I've got some beer in my hand, of course. There's some sweets and marshmallows in front of us. You know, did you expect this kind of variety from Dorset?
No, absolutely not. I'm not really sure what I expected. I just a few people in a room saying, hi, it's me that we speak to every Monday, and it's just snowballed. It's been fabulous. Absolutely fabulous.